I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The coronavirus may make travel to China difficult, but John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
we continue to feel that it should not deter us from our commitment to provide God's word there and to get the gospel to the people of China.
While the coronavirus is serious, the common flu has caused more deaths this year. Podaiti points to what the ministry has accomplished in the past as inspiration to forge ahead.
God's opened some doors for us to work there, and we have been blessed to be able to provide over 300,000 Gospels of John each year, another 15 to 20,000 Bibles, New Testaments, and study Bibles each year.
But Didi says the Chinese church still has needs, and this is a bad time to forget about them. Please pray that Bibles for the World would share God's love and Christ's kingdom would grow in China. And Iraqi protesters have been calling for change for months. Daniel Hoffman of Middle East Concern.
The protesters continue to be greatly disappointed in their governments. They tend to be very corrupt and not to deliver even the most basic services to their people.
Since October, more than 600 protesters have died as authorities resort to violence more and more often. In November, Iraq's prime minister stepped down. The position has stood empty for months, but last weekend, the president appointed a new prime minister. He's already announced his support for protesters, but minority groups like Christians may still be vulnerable. Please pray for peace and unity in Iraq in the wake of this recent leadership change, and pray for the safety of vulnerable Christians in the coming months. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.